So going back to the ways that pain is treated, we've heard how morphine works to treat pain, but what about a more common drug, aspirin? Will, how does aspirin actually work, and how does it differ from the other over-the-counter drugs, ibuprofen and paracetamol?
So aspirin works by inhibiting the production of certain molecules called prostaglandins, and these are responsible for promoting inflammation, swelling and pain in areas of the body that have been damaged. And they're produced by an enzyme called cyclooxygenase, or COX, and that's the target that aspirin inhibits, and actually blocks it from working by binding to the site of where the enzyme has its activity. And you mentioned some other over-the-counter drugs like ibuprofen, and that's actually the same class of drug as aspirin, and it operates in a very similar way. Paracetamol is a bit more tricky, and it does seem to inhibit COX, but it also has other actions as well, and it may act on the cannabinoid receptors in the brain, which are actually the same receptors that respond to cannabis, which itself has some painkilling effects. So paracetamol is a bit different to ibuprofen and aspirin, but they're all classed in a similar category, which is different to morphine that we heard about before. And aspirin also has this secondary effect to do with preventing blood clots from forming, and it does that when given at a slightly lower dose and also over a longer term, and that's why the low-dose aspirin is given for people at high risk of heart attacks.